When lists are made for any economic or tax issue, New Jersey typically shows up at or near the bottom of those lists. When it comes to autism rates, New Jersey has been at the top of that list with the highest rate in the latest study by the CDC back in March, has shown that the autism rate in New Jersey has increased in the past 2 years. Those facts make pending legislation, co-sponsored by my next guest, a very important tool to finding answers about the many mysteries of autism. His bill, which is moving through the Trenton legislative process, is A3267. For your information, if you want to look it up. Here to explain what it creates is the Assemblyman of New Jersey's 26th District, Assemblyman Jay Weber. Good morning, Mr. Weber.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Thanks for being here this morning. Jay Weber, that's WEBBER.org, is his website. You can connect with him that way and get an idea of this and the other issues that he places his focus on. So basically, Assemblyman Weber, this is taking a tool that already exists on the state tax form, which I know people don't like to hear about tax forms even after the deed is done, but there is a good thing on these tax forms. Okay, two good things. One, if you're getting a refund, that's always a good thing. But when you do get that refund, even if you don't, there's checkboxes that you can donate to a cause of your preference and of your care and of your concern, and you're calling for autism to be included in those checkboxes.
Well, that's right. I think if you look at the end of the form, like you said, Chris, there are more than a dozen, I think, opportunities to contribute to cancer research or historical preservation, a lot of very worthy causes, and I think it's a good idea to give folks in New Jersey an opportunity to support programs that would research and or help families with children on the autism spectrum. And so that's what the bill that I am sponsoring does, and moved through the assembly yesterday.
And how would this work? Because obviously the money comes in to Trenton. Is it going to be sitting in a fund for organizations to come up and say, here's our need, what do you think?
Yes. It should be a fund that's set up, and then organizations could apply for grants out of the fund, and then the state government in Trenton would evaluate the proposals and distribute the money as it sees fit, as it's appropriate.
Would that be strictly for patient care, service, education? Would it be for research? Would it be all of the above?
All the above. The Department of Health would distribute the money out of the fund to programs that it deems worthy and consistent with the intent of the people who are donating it. Remember, these are completely voluntary contributions from taxpayers. If they're getting a $500 refund and they want to give $5 to autism programs, they can do that. If they aren't getting a refund, if you've got that really bad news that you owe money or something, you could make even a voluntary contribution. I owe the state $250. I'm going to give an extra 10 to autism. Completely voluntary, and often the worst time of year to ask for a voluntary contribution, especially if somebody is not getting a refund, but it does make it easy for folks, and if they've had a larger refund and want to help families in need. We know that there's a big need in New Jersey, and so this is just one small way, but a good and important way, I think, to help that problem.
Talking with Assemblyman Jay Weber, representative for the 26th District, about his bill, A3267, which calls for a checkbox on the state tax form for you to make a donation to autism research, patient care, education, jweber.org, WEBBER.org is his website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And as Assemblyman Weber said, the need, and as I referred to in the introduction, the need for more understanding, knowledge, and outlets of research for autism is crucial in New Jersey, because as the national rate of autism is 1 in 68 children in New Jersey, it's 1 in 41, which equates to 2.5% of the children in the state. And that's an increase of about 12% from the previous 1 in 45 statistic released a couple of years ago. So, Assemblyman Weber, when you look at those, just the hard numbers, plus the fact that there are so many degrees of autism, the ways that it affects and the mysteries it creates for the medical community, before anything can change, it's obviously money that's going to be the mover.
I think it's money and strategy and breakthrough. The word you used is the one that keeps coming back to me, and that is mystery. What is it that has so many of our kids facing these challenges, so many of the families looking for answers. They need immediate help, obviously, to help their kids develop and become the best people they can be in overcoming these challenges. And then, you know, what's causing it? And how can we, you know, save families in the future and kids in the future from having to face these challenges in the first place? So, again, government's not always the answer, and money's not always the answer, but government can sometimes help, and money often helps. And so we're going to try to do that. And this is, I think, the beauty of this idea and what we're trying to accomplish isn't so much taxpayer funds, government money that's taken and spent by legislators or bureaucrats. It's voluntary. It's person-to-person, neighbor-to-neighbor. I don't know if there's anyone in New Jersey who doesn't have a friend, a family member, a neighbor who has children on the autism spectrum. And this helps connect New Jerseyans and come together to address what is, you know, obviously one of the biggest challenges we have as a state.
And some of the factors, there are some clues at least that associate with a high risk of autism. The older someone is, as they're going through a pregnancy, maternal illness during pregnancy, it could even be a genetic mutation. Autism, it was thought linked to vaccines directly. The vaccine cocktail is mandated for school kids. That's been pretty much put to the side. There is exploration of the idea that, much like with the AIDS virus, you don't die of AIDS, but AIDS makes you prone to an affliction that does eventually cause death. That's another avenue they're exploring with autism. A vaccine cocktail makes a child's body more prone to autism, not necessarily a direct cause. Boys 4.5 times more likely than girls to have an autistic diagnosis. Children were 50% more likely, white children rather, 50% more likely to be diagnosed than Hispanic children, 20% more likely than black children. So statistics for a foundation are there, but again, it's the money that will help clarify the picture and bring more of a route to hopefully a solution. And really, I guess, Assemblyman Weber, what your idea is empowering people to do instead of wondering, okay, if I give it to that specific organization, I really don't have time to do my research. How do I know that it's not one of those organizations that's going to actually use 10 cents on the dollar and keep 90 for themselves? If they have to come to the state with concrete proof and say, here's what we have, here's what we need to do, here's why we need to do it, that would legitimize a request for money versus just people blindly donating and hoping for the best.
Well, I think that's right. Those private contributions can be very good if you know an organization, if you trust an organization, you know its leadership, and you have an understanding or an awareness of where the money goes. By all means, make those direct private contributions. But so many of us with our charitable giving sometimes have that gnawing feeling in the back of our minds, is this really going to where I want it to go? Is it like you said, 90% administration or advertisement and 10% programming help? Here, if you do make that voluntary check off, there are experts and people in the field who are focusing their everyday activities to attacking the problem, and can be a very effective way to distribute funds if they know that these funds are going to go to, you know, help our families here in the state, help programs, or go to that basic research to unlock some of these mysteries. So, again, and if folks are uncomfortable with that, they don't have to do it at all. So this is just, it opens up another avenue, and you know, to the extent that they trust that the Department of Human Services will do a good job with the distribution of those funds, and they can participate in that way.
And again, it's 83267 moving through the assembly, and hopefully sooner versus later it will be signed into law, so the next tax season you can lend your support, knowing that it will be focused and significant support for the research and the patient care of autism. Jay Weber, WEBBER.org, is Assemblyman Weber's website. He represents New Jersey's 26th district. Assemblyman Jay Weber, thanks for being here this morning.
Chris, thanks for your time.